From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, September 13th. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, China strengthens political oversight of university leaders. China revised leadership rules for universities and other public sector institutions, strengthening requirements for political qualifications and Communist Party leadership, Xinhua News Agency reported on Sunday. Next, second, from the Hindu Top, Russia imported a record 172,000 tons of oil products in August, including gasoline refined from Russian crude at a refinery in India that is partly owned by Russia's Rosneft, as Ukrainian drone strikes disrupted Moscow's domestic refining capacity, according to a report by the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air Korea. Russia imports record fuel from India as Ukraine's strikes hit refineries. India supplied 70% of Russia's oil product imports in August, including 120,000 tons of gasoline worth 78 million euros, Korea said in its monthly analysis of Russian fossil fuel exports and sanctions. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top, China's data regulator plans standards push for embodied AI. China's data regulator said it plans to develop standards for embodied artificial intelligence and guide local authorities in related work, as demand for high-quality, diverse, and large-scale datasets continues to grow. And then, fourth, from Michael Popak, Trump and GOP destroyed by back-to-back devastating Supreme Court rulings. Within a single day, Missouri Republicans received two resounding defeats in their effort to use gerrymandered maps to manufacture an additional congressional seat. Next, fifth, from Judge Littick 327,269. Where is the Supreme Court of the United States? The Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, has now filed an official complaint against Federal District Court Judge James Boasberg with the Chief Judge of the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, Sri Srinivasan. I will not risk dignifying either the complainant or the complaint by even so much as reciting its preposterous allegations. I will say only the obvious. Up next, 6, from Judge Littick 327,269. The president threatens the nation's federal courts and the Supreme Court silently condones. This week, David French and I have both addressed the death threats on the lives of the federal judges who dare to rule against Donald Trump. David did so this morning in the chilling piece in the New York Times linked below, and I did so on Tuesday in an hour-long interview with Meghna Chakrabarty of NPR's On Point, one of the most thoughtful, intelligent interviewers I have ever had the pleasure to talk with. During my conversation with Meghna, she played on air the actual audio of the death threat made to federal judge John McConnell referenced in David's article. It was bone-chilling. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.